The following is a presentation of WGCH Sports. First in sports. This is Greenwich Cardinals football, brought to you by Harry P. Carpenter & Sons, Porcelli's Food Mart, Carl Chevrolet Hummer, Shore & Country Properties, William S. Dunster Landscaping, McDermott Paint & Wallpaper, Bruce Park Sports, Garden Catering, Packages Plus & More, Greenwich Independent Insurance Brokers, VivaPop.com, Members Credit Union, Rick Lowe of Shore & Country Properties, Minchin Buick Pontiac GMC, Zelens Brothers Auto Body, and Bennett's Steak & Fish.
And good evening, everyone. Sean Kilkelly back in the studio. We're coming up on 7:15 here on AM 1490 WGCH. And without further ado, let's send it out to Rob Adams, Nick Angotto, and Jason Intrieri. Guys?
All right, Sean Kilkelly, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Staver Field in Naples, Florida, as tonight the Greenwich Cardinals take on the Naples Golden Eagles. First of all, we should remind everybody that tonight, after the broadcast, Fairfield University will take on Wake Forest, and believe me, we can hear it loud and clear in our headsets right now, so we'll get to tell you all about Fairfield University basketball. Taking that out of the equation, let's talk about some high school football, because tonight we've got the Greenwich Cardinals taking on the Naples Golden Eagles, as we mentioned. I will bring in my partners tonight, Nick Angotto and Jason Intrieri. And guys, I mean, the Cardinals, they're playing for real. Tonight is all about Cardinal football. Tonight is about them continuing to make a state playoff run, while the Naples Golden Eagles, they've already clinched their title. So things are rolling on there.
Definitely. Brennan is coming out here tonight trying to make a big statement for Connecticut football, as well as themselves, as they're 8-0, playing a very talented Naples team. They're not here, you know, for the suntan. They're here to play some football, and they're definitely ready, talking to some of the players at the hotel today.
Well, Rob, Nick, good evening. Good evening to all our listeners back in Connecticut and wherever you may be tonight. To quote the Naples Daily News, their sports section today, the wait is over. East meets South. You have the Greenwich Cardinals coming in with a record of 8 wins and no losses. Naples comes in with a record of 9 wins, 0 losses. And it's going to be a great battle. The wait is over, and I know both teams are looking forward to getting it on.
We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back with more of the pregame show right after this. You're listening to Greenwich Cardinals football on 1490 WGCH.
DJ's going to do a pretty good job on him tonight.
AM 1490 WGCH 720. Rob Adams sat down with the Greenwich Cardinals football captains. Let's go to that interview right now.
I think right off the bat, the first thing I'm curious about is, are you guys sick in Naples at this point, or are you just ready to get that? What's your feeling about all this, Jonathan? Go ahead.
I think we've been hearing about it for a really long time, and over the course of the past couple months, or ever since we heard about the game, we've been trying to put it off, and then this whole week we've just been really pumped up for it, and it shows in practice with the intensity level people are bringing, and with just the attitude in the locker room and off the field, that we're ready to play. And the week went by really fast, and I think we just can't wait to play.
Jim, what's the atmosphere been at school this week? Are you guys getting any kind of big send-off or anything like that? I mean, sometimes when there are trips like this come up, they're almost like rallies held for teams. What's it been like for you guys at school?
In school, everyone's asking, when you leave, how good are they really? Everyone's asking, really pumped for the game. I'm pretty sure everyone's going to listen to the game on the radio. Everyone's, really pumped up for the game, hoping we do the best we can.
Is anybody here nervous? Anybody for this game?
No.
Not a single one. Chris, let me throw this to you. A lot of talk about Naples, how good they are. I'm reading all four writers in the Naples Daily News say you guys are just going to get smoked down there. First of all, how sick are you guys of hearing that?
It doesn't really affect us at all. We're going to go down there and play football. Football is football wherever you play it. And we've been working for this for the past 4 years. It's finally our time to shine, and we're going to see what we can do on Friday night.
Phil, I'll throw one out to you. you know, again, we're talking about so much hype about this game, so much talk that Naples is just going to take it to you guys, and yet, without giving me a game plan or anything, you guys got to have some wrinkles up your sleeves, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a Friday night game. We're going to go out there, and we're going to play some football, going to Chesco football, so, I mean, hopefully it'll be a good game. I mean, we are kind of sick of hearing that they're going to beat us, but it makes us get better motivated, and I think we're going to be a good game out there.
Sounds like the weather is going to be a little bit down from what it has been, more like 80 degrees, give or take. But will that be any factor on you guys? Will the travel have any effect, anything like that?
You know, I don't think we haven't really done it before, but I think it just adds to the experience of it. And, you know, there's no jet lag, there's nothing like that. But it's a matter of, you know, it's the experience, it's the full experience, and I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. So to get down there and to... you know, go down a plane as a team, come down there together. I think it's gonna be something really unique and something that I think everyone on the team's gonna, you know, relish and really take in.
That phone call you hear is Naples calling for they want some film. Guys, let's talk about that, because did it make the game more exciting, or was it really just a kind of idiotic, the whole Spygate thing?
We weren't really aware that it was going on during the whole game, and then finally when we were up by a handful amount of points and came out, it was kind of. It was almost like a joke, and no one really knew what to make of it on the sideline. And I mean, the Spygate thing, it's not even that big of a deal. We're not really at all. So
it's been a great year for you guys already, and so much more to do besides playing Naples. You've got Staples beyond that, and I know this is very much a one team at a time group. That's the way Coach Al always coaches you guys. But this is a unique game. Is there any way you can look even slightly beyond Naples, or are you guys just solely thinking Naples right now?
I think it's all Naples right now. But, you know, what a win down there could do for us in the postseason in terms of confidence and just, you know, just kind of putting, you know, the Terry on top of the season. I think that, you know, it's going to be a really good jumping point. And I couldn't think of a better person to play when getting into playoff times. Where you know it's almost as hard tough as it gets, and you know you want to play against the best, and I think that's what Naples is. So we're excited to go down there and excited to come back with a win.
You're not just representing Greenwich, you're not just representing the FCAC, but you're representing Connecticut, New England, the Northeast. Does that bother? I mean, is that daunting to any of you?
Well, I mean, you know, you definitely think about that, and everyone's asking you questions, like how are you going to do to match up against a powerhouse Florida team. But, I mean, anywhere you go, football is football, like Chris said earlier. You know, a powerhouse Connecticut team like we are, and playing an undefeated Florida team, that should just be a great game of football.
How about the Naples team itself? Have you guys been able to scout them? I mean, obviously, I know the coaches are up on them, and there's been plenty of talk about that. But how about you guys? Are you able to read about them, talk about them, see anything of them? I know there's some stuff on the internet, and obviously there's the whole film thing. But what have you guys really seen about Naples that you could tell me?
I think the coaches did a good job of scouting them out, you know, through their ways. But I think we're ready, and we know all about their offense, all about their defense. So I think we've done a really good job of game planning this whole week. And, you know, hard practice equals good results in the game. And hopefully if that holds true, we should be in good shape.
It'd be unfair to talk about the Cardinals without talking about the rest of your team. Obviously, the four of you guys have played so well all year, but you've got a really good quarterback in Tucker Stafford. How great he has been this year, and just what kind of a leader has he been? I mean, he's like a fifth captain in a lot of ways.
Yeah, Tucker's really stepped up this year. He had, he was on varsity as a sophomore, didn't get much time as a junior, and he really stepped up in this offseason, really learning the offense and getting the timing down with the wide receivers, putting his time in the weight room, and it's shown this year, and he's had a heck of a season.
And so has Kavanaugh and so many other. I mean, the receivers have all been good, and the line, which, of course, you guys anchor, you know, it's really been such a great year for all of you. And what other players that, you know, maybe the regular guy might not see or recognize this one player, but tell me about a player who's kind of been underneath the top layer, if you will.
I mean, we have a bunch of kids who can be in that category, but Trevor Lattimore stands out, Sean Sutton. We have a whole senior line with Mike Martino, Louis Kasuris, Pat O'Connor. I mean, they're all seniors too. We have Bo Brunelli, who's been very good this year. So, I mean, we got a lot of players like that. Kavanaugh, of course. So I mean,
I think it's a lot of the seniors stepping up and you know, realizing it's their last year to play, so they've really taken it by the, you know, taken it for all it is, and you know, even some guys that aren't getting all the playing time or just on the field for, you know, however many plays, they've really stepped up and really contributed, whether it's in practice or in the game. So, you know, it's great to see the seniors stepping up for their last year.
And two other really hard hitters that come to my mind, Will McHale and Jeff DeVico. That, I mean, just talk about guys that have been unbelievable this year.
Yeah, those two, they can make plays on defense. And, I mean, them two, they're juniors, and they've really stepped up, and they know that everything that the seniors have been working for the past 4 years are really going to be summed up in the next 3 or 4 weeks of football.
Any last thing that you can throw out as you get ready to head out of here and head off to Naples? I mean, this is exciting stuff, and there's a buzz in this town, and I noticed there's a buzz in Naples as well, but there's really a lot of excitement up here, not just from Greenwich, but from the entire region.
Yeah, I think, you know, just as a little send-off, the team's ready to go. I don't think we could have asked for more community support from, you know, alumni and parents and just a bunch of different things. But we're ready to go, and you're ready to go down there and get a win against a really good Florida team. So, you know, just as far as that goes, should be a great game, and everyone listen up on the radio.
See, Chris, you weren't the only one to forget to turn off your cell phone when you walk in here, and I'm on the radio all the time. Hey, guys, I really wish you a lot of luck, and I'm sure we'll see each other down there, but this is going to be a great experience. I'm as excited for you guys as anything, so have a great time.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
AM 1490 WGCH, Sean Kilkelly in the studio. We'll take a timeout, and then we will get set for Greenwich Cardinals football here on AM 1490 WGCH.